you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wash your hands before you pick your butt. And
good to know.
And after.
Wash them between your fingers, too.
Jim Florentine going to phone the program. We had Dr. Mino on. She's always fun, informative. Check her out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Jim Florentine, about a half hour. He lives right outside of New York City in Jersey there. He's in the belly of the beast. Well, interesting to see how his life is happening right now. What's he doing? I know he's still got a podcast going, but he's obviously not doing any stand-up.
Does he live in Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right across the
river.
Thought
he was on the other side.
Yeah.
He's still messing with private investigators?
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, I think the cover of the New York Post doesn't feature Jim Florentine too often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably not.
A note for our Deadpool players.
But what a great story from back in the day.
Right.
He made the paper.
Note for our Deadpool players. Turning 93 today. Pope Benedict the 16th.
Well, the retired dude. The guy that the casita out back, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The quitter.
The quitter.
Yep.
The quitter.
Draft board?
Yeah.
Greg?
Oh, well, yeah, he's not, but only because he's 93
right.
And he's had other health issues.
Yeah. I mean, I just at his advancing age, does it now, at 93, does that say, that's old enough to. Yeah.
Well, he's been on the draft board for years since he
was
quit.
He was the Nazi one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
As a youth, right. Okay. I had to remember where all these guys fit.
How was there not one dude in that room that hadn't been a member of the Hitler Youth? Let's go with him.
We were literally at a sales thing.
At a meeting.
Yeah, we were at a meeting, and all of us were, and our boss at the time, he's a good dude, but he was a Catholic dude. I should say Buddy was a Catholic. But he was, when they announced that, he always got pissed at us for hammering the Catholics. But when they announced that.
He cringed a bit.
Because it was like two or three popes that are running, and we wanted the Nazi. For the show purposes. And the show, and it was announced at this meeting we're all sitting at, and we were like high-fiving like our team at a football game. They picked the Nazi, and he was so bummed because he knew it would be part of our show. And it was. It was for.
Still is.
Still is. Still is.
Oh, not the Nazi.
He was visibly upset that the Nazi was picked because of us.
It's weird to see Catholics get visibly upset about something.
Yeah, because they're usually not. If pedophilia doesn't upset you, and nothing does.
Right.
Nothing does. Right.
Oh, they get upset about other things, just not the pedophilia.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because their guy isn't the problem.
That's right. No, there's a lot of problems.
The new site for checking the status of your stimulus check. The IRS portal called Get My Payment is not doing so well.
And shocker. Nick already snorted his, too.
Yeah.
People are waiting for their checks, and Nick snorted it.
Chop it up.
The portal was functioning early Wednesday, but by mid-morning, many users who tried to log on were greeted with the message that read, due to high demand, you're out of luck.
It said out of luck?
No, basically.
push 4, you're out of luck.
Some users said that after being asked to wait and then finally entering their information, they got a message that read, payment status not available.
How do you spell that, Craig?
P-H-F-T-T or something like that.
I think that's about right. Might miss a T in there.
Yeah, it starts with a P-H, though.
It does.
That's definitely
and then
P-H.
There's an F.
Right.
And then there's a T at the end, I think.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, they said payment status not available on that message. So about 80 million of us got that stimulus payment. Or are getting or will get. And there, you know, now we're hearing it could be weeks and weeks if you're getting yours via check.
One of my cousins lives back east, and one of his friends started hammering me because he's he said, hey, Mike Tyler, have fun cashing that check. I said, oh, dude, you mess with the wrong guy. I'm not getting the check, and I don't need one, and I don't want one. But he thought he had me on that. Because I was cashing that check, and I was an anti-Trumper.
Did he say anything then?
He didn't respond back. No.
He thought he had the sickest burn.
He had a total burn, man. Have fun cashing that check. And my wife saw it first. I go, oh, and I had 3 glasses of wine in when I saw it. I go, oh, this is the best. Where's my phone?
You know,
let's go.
He spiked his phone after he hit post.
Like I said, it wasn't a local thing. The guy has no idea who I am. He was just on my cousins. So my cousin lives in Delaware. My cousin's a lefty. I guess it's one of his old righty friends that he thought he had me.
That's a weird burn, too.
It is.
You take that money, man.
Take that money. He's your president. It's tax money, by the way. It wasn't the president's money. He thought he had me. God, he thought he had me.
Yeah, I don't like to pull out the old W-2s.
I don't. I didn't. Card. You know what? And I prefaced it by saying, listen, I don't do this. And I didn't list money numbers. I just said, dude, I am not getting a check. And I did throw in there, I pay more taxes than you do, too. And I said, and I have no problem with that either, because taxes are
Oh, I just posted up my W-2 for the year.
Yeah. But once again, it's you know. It's not a fortune like a lot of guys we know have a fortune. They're set for life. Obviously, you know, we talked to a few of those on the radio recently. But, no, why is that a burn?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get that because, once again, I don't want to get into the socialist if you're cashing it or if he's not your president, you're not cashing it. That battle is ridiculous. But why is that a burn? It's tax money, and you're getting it back.
Well, he seems to think it's coming out of the president's pocket.
Checked his page. Yeah. He's really dumb, this guy. You know, I checked his page. He's really dumb. But Nick, it was exactly what you said. I was out of the room. My wife would say, "Hey, did you see that guy responded on your cousin Rick's Facebook?" About the stimulus check. Yeah. And I said, oh. And
you
I couldn't
run into the phone.
Because we all have little victories during the day.
You have to celebrate the small things.
Thank you. I was totally that way. Where's my phone? I couldn't even find it right away. Where's my phone?
Yeah, my victory yesterday was that the turtle was not dead.
Oh, good.
I thought the turtle died.
Oh, really? Well, how do you know? They don't move much, do
they? He didn't move. And I was like.
Were you pushing it?
Well, I went to, because I was like,
pushing the turtle.
Yeah, with Hunter, I'm like, has he been moving today? He's like, no, he's kind of been like that all day. And I'm like, that's not good. So there's this little like fake log ramp thing. So I like grabbed that and tried to like, you know, nudge him with it. And then he didn't move. So then I went to like pick him up with that to get it, because I don't like to touch the turtle. And
last night.
Yeah. So I put that underneath him.
He still
wasn't to pick him up and set him off to the side, and he still wasn't moving. Then as I'm setting him off to the side, he kind of like looked like he was coming back. He like moved the leg a little bit, then as soon as I set him on the AstroTurf, he just like launched into the water. So my son and I are like, this thing's dead. And it jumps up. We're like, oh, my God.
Probably was pissed. Okay, dude, I'm going to move now. Right. Let me alone. I'm sleeping.
Scared the crap out of me.
I've done that with our dog. Our dog is so out of it. And just lays there, and you can't even feel the belly moving. And I'll just go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just fresh. I got to move it. Then it wakes up and looks at me like, what the hell are you doing, dude?
Hey, do something.
But
do something.
But I used to do that all the time with the babies.
Our dog is getting old enough.
You're afraid of it.
And getting deaf enough.
Yeah. You got to move it. You got to just shake it to wake it up.
You don't know.
Right.
And I just know one of these days. Yeah. It's going to be me finding that damn thing.
maybe the dog's just like everybody else in the house, and they just don't listen to you.
But maybe
no.
But you're right.
It's not just that.
So you probably do the same thing. They're sleeping. You're thinking, oh, is this it?
Right.
So you keep moving.
Do I try and wake the dog up, or do I let someone else do this?
Oh, that's true. Because you don't want to be the guy.
Yeah. Hey, kids.
Well, his kids are old enough. They can handle it.
That dog's been napping for 3 days. I just keep walking by, letting somebody else take it.
One of our dogs fell off the couch yesterday. That was a highlight of the day.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, it's great.
The dreaming kind of thing. Oh, whoa.
No, I think he went to like walk off, but just missed and just like fell off. We're just like, ah. Then he looks up and it's like, oh, is that funny? It's funny to you?
I used to do it. I used to do it with our kids, and obviously not.
Throw them off the couch.
No, I would
just push them.
I'd laugh when they fall off the couch. No, I would, because you always, when you're a brand new dad, your first baby at least, second baby, you just leave the house. But I'd walk in, look in the crib, and I mean, I was paranoid. Kids are,
make sure they're breathing. I used to do that all the time.
We've all do that. So I would do that. But see, I leave for work a hell of a lot earlier than anybody else does. And I would reach in, especially Madison, our firstborn, and I would go, I'd look at her. I couldn't tell. I didn't have a mirror to hold up above her nose or anything like that. Yeah. So I couldn't tell. So I would kind of just slowly move her. And then she's going, meh, 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 meh. And then I'd hear her and walk to the door and got to the garage. And I'd hear her sometimes crying as a way out. But I was just out. Yeah. I said, cool.
There's air in the lungs.
She's crying. Becky's got to get up.
We're fine.
Yeah. Good morning. Oh,
I did that more than once.
How did she not? How did your wife not murder you?
She had no idea.
She didn't know.
She had no. I told her about that story later.
She didn't know.
I said it wasn't every morning, but a lot of times I would move her enough, or she'd start to cry, and I'd go, "Okay, I'm out."
She never put two and two together that it was cry, door to the garage, back to back.
She didn't hear. She don't know.
Yeah, she might have heard the cry after the garage.
Yeah, it was subtle. I didn't like shake her.
Spoken.
I just moved her enough where she'd eventually wake up.
Third kid, you're going in there and blasting an air horn.
Wake up!
And leaving the house.
Yeah.
Okay, they're good.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The NTSB says that Hall of Fame pitcher Roy Halladay mixed his drugs and his dangerous stunts when he crashed his small plane and died in 2017.
Yeah, that turned out to be nuts. Yeah.
They say he had 10 times therapeutic levels of amphetamine in his system, and he was doing extreme acrobatics.
I'm watching an old Laker game last night from 2010. They're playing the Celtics in the final, and it's just weird to see Kobe and knowing he's dead. It's just weird. I mean, just weird.
Halladay also doesn't seem like a dude that he was.
No, he's just a young, healthy man playing basketball, and it's just weird watching that. And they're going, okay, we're celebrating Kobe and the Lakers, but he's dead.
Halladay also had morphine, a muscle relaxer, an opioid pain medication,
and behind the wheel of a plane,
and doing stunts.
Oh my God,
he was going for
antidepressants in the bloodstream.
How did this ever go wrong?
He performed high pitched climbs and steep turns,
and he had
sometimes
little kids,
within 5 feet of the water.
5 feet.
Yeah, these maneuvers put loads nearly two times gravity on his Icon A5 plane that he had rented just a month earlier. Was making steep turns, high-pitched climbs.
He must have had a lot of weed in his system.
Nope, didn't sound like.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It sounded like every other drug, though. Yeah. Muscle relaxants. You shouldn't be driving. You should be walking.
Well,
no, walking downstairs.
Walking downstairs.
He didn't necessarily take them all that day.
Well, whatever.
You
it's
know,
all it
things
says.
Are still in your system.
He had to be buzzed that day of something.
Well, 10 times amphetamine.
Oh, okay. He was jacked up.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun before you hit the water.
Yeah. During his final move.
Oh, yeah. He's probably having a great time spinning around.
Whoa.
During his final move, the speed of his propeller-driven plane fell to about 85 miles an hour as he entered a steep climb. It eventually went into a nosedive and smashed into the water at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, you ask any crop duster, though. They always hit the meth pipe before they go take care of a field.
Anyone? They all do? Cool.
All
it helps with focus.
Standard issue.
It would, you got to keep those lines straight.
You knew those guys back in the day.
Yeah, one of my dad's best friends ran the airport, and that's how he made his money, was crop duster.
And selling meth, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was into meth before. It was even cool.
It was even cool, man. All right.
And, you know, I didn't realize this guy was already in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't either. I know he had young
kids.
Oh,
is he?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Had no idea.
Did you know? Actually, it wasn't even that. It wasn't the Celtics. Yeah, I like the NBA a little bit, obviously, like we all pay attention to all sports, but except for some we don't care about.
all sports. We pay attention to all sports except the ones we don't care about.
Okay. Did you know if somebody had a gun to head, would you have said that the Lakers in 2010, now if you're a Laker fan, you'd know this, but I didn't know this. Who'd they beat in 2010? It wasn't the Celtics, by the way. I think they beat the Celtics in 2009.
The Lakers won the championship
no
in 2010?
Yes.
Pistons?
Orlando Magic.
Huh.
Was in the finals.
Was that the Shaq version of Orlando?
No. Shaq started there.
That's right.
He left them in like 99.
Right. Shaq was even going from the Lakers at this point.
Who'd they have? Howard?
I don't know. I was watching.
Think you're right. Howard was there.
But still, would you bet money that the Magic were in the finals?
No. If I would have seen the finals, I would have known that the Magic didn't win, but I would never have guessed that's who
they were in
played.
The finals. Yep.
I read the other day that Americans would even watch soccer if it were available, and I don't know if I can include myself.
No.
Well, if it was live, you mean, because if they're playing.
Right. If it was live sports.
Well, like I said before, earlier in the show, and I even tweeted it out, I'm starting to watch a little bit on and off UFC fights because I don't watch UFC, so they're all brand new. I don't know who won any of these. So to me, it's all brand new.
Well, brand new live soccer is only slightly less boring than nothing. I mean,
is darts on?
It's a tough competition.
Well, the whole world is quarantined, so nobody's playing any sports.
Okay, so darts bothers me.
On TV?
I tried to watch it.
It's a huge event in Britain, though.
Yeah, it's an event.
Yeah, right. They watch it.
There's okay, but here's the trouble with it.
Well, they drink at it.
Right.
It's a party.
They kind of make amphitheaters out of these bars.
Right.
And there's probably 1,000 people or more watching guys throw darts.
Yeah, here's the trouble with it.
Right.
They don't miss.
They don't.
No.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either.
It's like pro bowling.
Yeah. No, bowling they miss.
Not like the high schoolers.
You need high school girls' darts?
Give me high school girls' darts. I'll watch that.
All damn day.
Yeah. Good point, Nick.
The pro bowlers aren't throwing 300 games
all the time. They miss all the time. They miss
a couple.
They have
a hell of a lot better than we are.
They leave an open frame.
They have open frames.
That's not uncommon.
I can watch bowling. You're right. Darts, they don't miss.
They don't miss.
You know who else never misses?
Hatchet guys.
The axe throwers.
They don't miss either.
Yeah, that's rare.
And when they do miss, they act like the guy just sucked.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. How the hell could you miss?
Do the cornholers miss every now and again?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's different because there's a lot of bags around the hole.
Yeah.
But the cornholers are amazing. How they nip a bag and knock theirs in. Once again, I'd watch that over soccer.
I haven't watched in a while. Do those guys do it with beer in hand?
No. They do drink. I've seen beers there. Not in hand.
Every time I've personally played that game, it's beer in hand.
Yeah. Not in hand, but they do have beers behind them sometimes.
Beer in one, bag in the other.
Yeah. I think they're required to have a bratwurst in their hand because Johnsonville is a big sponsor.
Yeah. Johnsonville Cornholes Championships. I'd watch that.
Like the Cornholes more impressive because that's a game that hasn't been around forever.
Right.
Like if you play darts, you could have played that your whole life.
Right. And Craig is right. They don't miss in darts.
I would like to watch it.
Right.
But if they're not going to miss.
Right.
Yeah. Even pool guys don't run the table all the time.
Not all the time. There's your sports.
That's it.
There's your sports. Jim Florentine, when we get back, download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Dr. Mina was on earlier.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.